was his dear that he's left lying low among the roses.
Boy, you just can't trust those fiddlers, can you? Joining me on the Saturday Cafe are fiddler and singer and guitar player Catherine Clare, and singer and flute player. And what other instruments do you carry in your bag of tricks, Hans?
I play a little, flute, whistle, and bowron.
Hans Araki. Together as the Celtic Conspiracy, they have just recorded the latest of their Celtic theme albums. They've done As I Roved Out for Spring. They've done Songs of Immigration. They've done winter songs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they finally get around to the love songs, and they team them with murder ballads, songs of love and murder. What is it about Irish music that you can't really find a love song without some violence hiding in the wings?
I don't know. I mean, it's true in Ireland, England, and Scotland. We were able to find them all over.
Oh,
so,
my word.
Yeah.
And there's never really a reason, you know. It's like she played the fiddle for her. She says, "You wouldn't leave me, would you?" Well, maybe that's the reason. Is she, right. Is she clinging?
That was the straw that broke the camel's back. I can't take it anymore.
That's it.
Can't you play some Charlie Daniels on that thing? So it wasn't actually hard to find.
No, as a matter of fact, we have to cut songs. You know, we've only got so many hours in the night, so. We were joking quite seriously, you know, as the years go on, and hopefully we'll keep doing these shows and we'll get around to recording Songs of Love and Murder 2.
It's true.
Songs of Love and Murder New York.
The New York stories.
Love and Murder Special Victims Unit. You could have like,
and
a
it goes
franchise.
On exactly, yeah.
Tell me about you showed me a little ballot while this tune was playing.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're going to be handing out at our live performances a sort of a game card that if you, you know, there's a little icon of a pistol, a sword, a noose, a penknife, a club, and, a person drowning. And if you correctly tally the casualties from each song, you'll get a discounted CD. Mm-hmm.
Not a murder weapon.
No. Yeah, it's not like Bat Night in the Bronx.
If we were closer to the East Coast, the lines would be lighting up right now.
It's true.
Bring back Bat Night.
It wasn't just songs that you found, though. You found traditional tunes with the most disturbing titles.
Yeah, that was the point.
Yeah. It was a tiny bit more challenging, and we had to get a little bit of creative license with that, but there were a few choice ones that made it so worthwhile.
Yeah,
the one I'm going to ask you to play next being one of them. Can you sort of tiptoe up to the title, or are you going to give it to him flat out?
Oh yeah, well I mean there's really no dancing around a title that is I Buried My Wife and Danced on Top of Her.
That's the first two.
Yeah, and then of course following that, Pull the Knife and Stick It Again. And the last tune's called The Miller's Maggot. So here we go. Ready? Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
I would dance to that on a grave or otherwise. My guests today on the Saturday Cafe are Catherine Clare and Hans Araki, and they have a new Celtic conspiracy album coming out called Songs of Love and Murder, just in time for Halloween.
Indeed.
Give us the details about your CD release concert here in Eugene before we forget them.
We will be at Tsunami Books on October 27th, and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. The ticket price is $7, and yeah, that's pretty
and
much
there's
it.
There's that fetching game card.
And there's a fabulous game card.
That's right.
On it.
Bring your pencil.
You mentioned the possibility of future Celtic conspiracy theme albums. Have you got another idea, another theme that you're thinking of?
Well, we haven't recorded the spring show yet. That's, I think, the next one that's on the docket, and we'll start that in January. Mm-hmm. And then we actually haven't done the immigrant record yet either, so we'll do that probably pretty quickly after.
But we have recorded the winter album, and that comes out in December.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
I will look for it before the solstice.
Great.
Have you ever considered trying to find enough non-murderous love songs to do like a Valentine's Day?
we tried to do this show originally at Valentine's Day.
Yeah, the original game plan was to do the murder ballads at
not a great date night.
People, yeah, not so much.
They didn't think it was as funny as I did. So.
Hans thought it was hysterical. But yeah, we decided we'd sort of keep it. We'd put it more around Halloween time and... Yeah, hopefully someday we'll
we can
record.
We can do an EP of happy love songs. Like four-track EP.
Four tracks of happy songs, that's it.
With all four of them.
I've actually, you know, some of the songs that you've come up with as murder ballads, I have heard non-murderous versions of them.
Yes.
Is that something that the Victorians kind of cleaned them up for public consumption?
It's
or
possible.
What's the story?
I don't know. Or, you know, as the songs make their way around to different communities and so forth, I imagine, you know, certain parts get dropped out or spur of the moment. Who knows? But yeah, we were going to do a song for you.
In particular, you've got it as the Seven Gypsies. I know it as Gypsy Laddie or Blackjack Davy.
Right,
or it's even fairly has a lot in common with the Raggle Taggle Gypsy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Definitely.
All of those, the Lord's wife lives happily ever after,
exactly,
out in the fields with her Gypsy Laddie-o.
Yeah.
And this seems a lot more true to life.
Right. And it almost just as a casual aside at the very end, yeah, they all get hanged. Yeah. So.
All seven of them.
Well, this was a version that I heard from Nick Jones. Mm. Mm-hmm. So. I haven't gotten a chance to speak to him about it. Whether this was his embellishment.
One of my favorite albums in our collection is his. John Wesley Harding's traditional.
Tradar Jones. Yeah.
And this is not one of the ones that made it.
No. Mm. Yeah. He almost entirely did. Well, it seems like he did one record almost of his. I can't remember, but yeah, that's a terrific record.
Mm-hmm. All right, shall we?
Yes.
There were seven gypsies all in a row. They sang neat and bonny-o, sang so neat and so complete. They stole the heart of a lady. They stole the heart of a lady. Well, she's kicked off her high heels, made of Spanish leather, oh. She's put on an old pair of brogues to follow the gypsy laddie. To follow the gypsy laddie. Well, late at night her lord came in, asking for his lady, oh. The servant's down on his knees and he said, she's away with the seven gypsies. Found his own dear wife in me. arms of the seven gypsies. The arms of the seven gypsies. Last night I slept in a feather bed. Sheets and the blankets around me, oh. Tonight I sleep in a cold open field in the arms of the seven gypsies. The arms of the seven gypsies. Seven gypsies all in a row. They sang neat and bonny, oh. Sang so neat and they all were hanged for stealing a famous lady. Stealing a famous lady.
Yeah, it is kind of a startling coda. It's this sweet, sort of lovely, she's run away to be with... Well, her seven true loves.
Her seven true loves. I love that part of it.
It's sort of Snow White meets Law and Order. Where do these songs come from? Are they fiction? Are they actually based on real events? Do
There's
we have any idea?
There's a couple of them
you know
that are. Helen of Kirkconnell is one that I know has historical relevance. Mm-hmm. It's an actual, you know, telling of a true story. Mm-hmm. And... let me think here. Yeah, I mean, because it's very rare that these songs will mention someone by name or a specific place, especially. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So generally you can get some sense that there was
something like that.
Exactly, yeah.
And variations of the songs where you find different versions, like you're saying with the seven gypsies, you know, you'll find the same story in other songs.
Yeah, Little Musgrave, the version you have, the version I've had, he always seems too stupid to live because he's like, well, yeah, I like it. I like your sheets and I like your bed, but I really like your wife. You're standing over me with sharp pointed things. And I'm gonna
be honest here.
I'm going to be snarky. Yeah, that'll do me really well. What? Where am I? This isn't my bed? I mean, it's worth a try.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I was just adjusting the legs and fell in.
Oops.
Well, the premiere concert is this coming Thursday night at Tsunami Books, 7:30 p.m. Bring your number two pencil.
Yes.
And you can compete in the Name That Implement competition. Hans Araki, Catherine Clare, thank you so much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We are running fast. Do you think you could slip one more song past us?
Sure. I think so.
Great. Yeah.
How about that?
She's looking at the list of murder weapons.
Sure.
Do you want it?
Sure.
Yeah.
What will we have?
All right. We'll play you one that is not on the record.
Okay.
But it is actually on Hans's record. Most recent record, Wind and Rain. Wind and Rain. Okay. Perfect.
That was a little behind the scenes there.
You guys just got the behind the scenes.
I noticed that drowning was on the list of causes of death, so
yes.
I'm guessing that's where you're going.
And there's also a fiddler.
Yeah, there's a fiddler, too.
Oh, that's right. Yes, so. It's quite a gruesome fiddler.
All right.
One, two, three. Two sisters from the county, Clare. Oh, the wind and the rain. One was dark and the other was fair.
Oh, cold, the wind and the rain.
And they
both had a love of the miller's son. Oh, the wind and the rain, but he was fond of the fairer one.
Oh, cold the wind and the rain.
So she pushed her into the river to drown.
Oh, the wind and the rain,
and watched her as she floated out.
Oh, cold the wind and the rain.
She floated on down to the miller's pond.
Oh, the wind and the rain,
dead on the water like a golden swan.
Oh, cold the wind and the rain.
And she came to rest on the riverside.
Oh, the wind and the rain,
her bones washed clean by the rolling tide.
Oh, cold the wind and the rain.
And along the road came a fiddler fair.
Oh, the wind and the rain.
He found her bones just lying there.
Oh, cold the wind and the rain.
So he made a fiddle peg from her long finger bone.
Oh, the wind and the rain.
He made a fiddle peg from her long finger bone.
Oh, cold the wind and the rain.
And he strung up his bow with her long yellow hair.
Oh, the wind and the rain.
He strung up his bow with her long yellow hair.
Oh, cold the wind and the rain.
And he made a little fiddle from her little breast bone.
Oh, the wind and the rain.
He made a little fiddle from her little breast bone.
Oh, cold the wind and the rain.
But the only tune that that fiddle would play,
so the wind and the rain.
The only tune that that fiddle would play
was, oh, cold the wind and the rain.